Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. God bless you today as you take time to get an inspiration from the Lord, from His Word. My name is Jody, and Lord willing, I'll be sharing with you here over the next several days, and trust that God will meet with us as we look to Him and we look to His Word for our inspiration. I know I say that very often, but truly is the only inspiration that will last is that inspiration that we get from God through His Word and in fellowship with Him. I was just pondering about some things recently, and I just thought about something that I'd like to share with you today and just maybe give you something to think about. I like to kind of get things going so that you can start thinking of things and going through things in your own mind. And I know there's a blessing in that as you look to the Lord and seek Him for just some of the things that maybe we have questions about. I was just thinking about, I have a friend that I just happen to know that he very much dislikes coconut. And, you know, that's kind of a so what, who cares kind of a thing, but I just thought about that for a little while. I thought, you know, it would really not do well if I would tease him or tempt him at a fellowship meal or something that is, if he came over to my house, if I served him coconut, that I know that would not please him. And he's not arrogant and rude about it, but I just know that he very, very much dislikes coconut. I don't know if I could say he hates it, but maybe he does. I don't know. He doesn't like it. And it just made me start thinking about, you know, there's things that we know about God that are good and bad. We know some of the things that would please God, and we know some things that do not please God. I mean, that's just a given. You know that. There's some of that that's built into us. But what we find is that His Word gives us clear direction on those things, the things that are pleasing to God. And we could talk about that, and there'd be a whole big conversation there, no doubt. But I just was thinking about, you know, there are some things that God hates, and I do believe that we have talked about this, at least in general. And I just wonder if I asked you a question, if I asked you, could you name me some specific things that God hates? I wonder if you could answer me back in a biblical text. And I'm not trying to be mean or point the finger at you, but I realized in my own life I didn't have these memorized, at least this portion. I know we could come up with many things that God hates, no problem. But there is a list in Proverbs that talks about there are six things that God hates, and even seven that are abomination to Him. That's a very strong word, and I know we've talked about that before. Very, very strong. This is not just I don't like coconut kind of thing. This is a very strong hatred. And there's a reason why God hates these things. And as we go through them, I think we'll see. One of the things that I see in this is that one reason God hates this is because it tears down and destroys men. It destroys humanity, humans. It devours and consumes. And so, yeah, I can understand why God would hate that. God loves us and He cherishes us. He doesn't want us to get involved in things that will destroy us. I think that is at least part of the reason that it's abomination to Him, and it's a perfect hatred. Maybe you can quote all seven. I couldn't, and I want to try to learn that, because for me to be a friend to this brother I was telling you about, it would be kind of me not to serve him coconut. I shouldn't push that, and I haven't. But it wouldn't be very nice if I served up or had my wife serve up a meal that was just loaded with coconut, and, you know, if we had lots of coconut dessert or whatever. You get the idea. That would not be being a friend to him. And some might say, well, you should learn to just get over it. Well, maybe. But the point being is that this brother doesn't like coconut. And I know that, and I should respond rightly to him that way. At the same time, when we know something that is something that God hates, I should know all about it. I should really be familiar with that. If I really want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, I should know things like that about God. And we should know more than just what he hates. We should know some of the things that he loves. And like I said, we could talk about that for a very long time. But I'd just like to just go over this just very quickly and give you some things to think about. I want you just to ponder this and think about it. Seven things that God hates. And we may have gone over this not too long ago, but it's good to go back. Because I don't know about you, but I forget. I get distracted and I just forget. And I need to be reminded. And I was reminded. So I'm going to share that with you today. Proverbs 16:6 is what text I'm pulling this from today. It says, these six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. Then he goes on to list them, and I want to just list that and just kind of go briefly over that and let you do some thinking about this. A proud look. God hates a proud look. And I don't know what you think about when you very first hear these words, but somebody that might make other people feel low. Maybe looking at somebody with a proud look, it makes them feel bad. I think we understand that. A proud look. God hates it. He hates it. The next one is a lying tongue. God hates a lying tongue. And there's scriptures. It'd be good for us to go back over those scriptures and see what God says about liars. It's not good. They have no good end. A liar will never prosper. And yet, it's kind of built into man to lie. You see, I don't know, you know, people that don't know the Lord, it's very blatant. They lie and they cheat and steal. It's just part of their lives. I think even in Christianity, we find ourselves tempted by these things. God hates a lying tongue. And then the next one is hands that shed innocent blood. God is not pleased with that at all. He hates it. It's abomination. Shedding innocent blood. And I know that's not something that you probably are struggling with, and I have no intentions to go and shed blood of any kind. But maybe there's something to this that is more than just the physical. Maybe there's some things that we do that are very much similar to this. I don't know. That's one reason I want to bring this to mind and let God sort through it with each of us individually. The next one, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. So our hearts, the Bible tells us our heart's wicked and that it's deceitful and can fool us. But here we're talking about a heart that it plans, devises, comes up with wicked imaginations. The more I have looked into these things about imagination, I see that man has a tremendous imagination. It can be good in some things. We have done things that are absolutely a marvel because somebody had an imagination. They thought maybe someday a man could fly. Now we fly all the time, don't even think about it, or at least humanity does. You may not fly, I don't know, but you could if you wanted to. Somebody had an imagination sometime to do that. But I'm talking, this is an imagination of devising wicked things in your imagination, whatever they may be. God hates it. It's an abomination to him. I'll go on. Feet that are swift in running to mischief. I think it's very tied into the last one we just talked about here. But just being quick to go places of mischief. Again, I don't know what that would be for each of us individually, but God can show us. Are there ways that we're doing that? Are our feet taking us to mischief? I have a feeling that it can be a struggle for anybody, because these are listed here like it's a common thing. I think it's pretty natural. God hates it. The next one, a false witness that speaketh lies. And I know this is very tied into the second one about a lying tongue. But I think this is a little bit further. This would be maybe taking up a witness against somebody, speaking something about somebody that is not true, something that would do damage to them, and it's a false witness. I don't know if you've ever struggled with that. I don't know. But I think it is a common thing that happens in our day, and God hates it, and he wants to make sure that we don't find ourselves entangled with that, a false witness. If we speak something against somebody that we know is not true, that's a false witness. And God hates it. It's speaking lies against somebody. We need to be very careful not to do that. And then lastly here, he that soweth discord among brethren. Now that one, I think we see that quite often. I think sometimes we don't intentionally do it, but we'll sow some discord in there and get somebody thinking or going along a certain train of thought. We have to be very, very careful. If a friend or a neighbor comes over and starts telling you some struggles and difficulties, and you jump on that thing and just get going and try to rev it up and get things really moving and say, yeah, you know, I think you're right. This is whatever it may be. If you start to sow discord between a man and somebody else, the Bible says God hates that. It's an abomination to him. And as I said before, I didn't have these memorized. I had to go back and look it up. But I'm just reminded that, you know, if God hates it, I should be very aware of that. I should be very careful that in my life that I don't go to these places. And if I find myself there, I do have an advocate through Jesus Christ. And he can help, and you do too. Because I know that there's seven things listed here, and we're going to struggle with some of them at least, if not all. We will have some temptations, if nothing else. And God will give us help, because he hates them. He does not want us to be tangled up in this and to be caught up in any of these seven. And there's much more instruction. I'm not just trying to limit this down to seven things. But these are seven things the Bible specifically says God hates. And you know, my prayer is that, Lord God, would you help me to hate the things that you hate? I think that's a pretty honest prayer. I think we can do that. I think God is okay with that, and I encourage us to do that very thing, that we would hate the things that God hates. And remember, at least one reason why God hates these things is because they destroy mankind. So I can see why God would hate that. I want to hate it too. I hope that gives you something to think about today as you go through your day. May God bless you and show you things to avoid, things that he hates. God bless you as you ponder these things.